Susie, Susie.
I thought I was coming in with like a hey now, but then I was like, hey now, but Susie. Like,
I like it.
How are you?
Susie, episode 472. Doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Now that the leak in my ceiling is fixed.
Everyone what keeps the hell, messaging Sus? Us being like, what is going on at Sarah's apartment?
What? You would think that I live in like, where do I live? Like,
well,
I swear luxury apartments is in the name of my building. Luxury apartments. What the hell?
I mean,
of course they did get bought out and the management changed. Remember when I talked about that? And now it's Common by Stella. Maybe I should have looked into that. And now it's just called Common. And now I'm like, oh, this is a common apartment with some common problems. Are these common problems? Because they don't feel very common.
No, it feels apocalyptic over there.
Apocalyptic. Okay, so here I am. This is like right after the crazy week of like, you know, election question
yes.
mark stuff where I was like got maybe 6 hours of sleep in 8 days. And so I'm like,
Sarah.
I set myself a goal. Like I, you know, I like, because you know, it's important to do these things and I need to be like my own parent. So I made a sticker chart and I have little goals on my
Your
sticker
own chart.
Chart. I really do. I have a weekly sticker chart and it has one of the things on there is put the phone away by 11 p.m. Sometimes I go to 12, but whatever.
That's a good tip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I have like a bunch of different things, different tasks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Put the phone away by 11. Drink 2 bottles of water. Do my workout, water/check on plants, and do my meditations. And then if I get 20 stickers a week, my reward is to buy myself a new plant. So I'm like really trying to do this. And put the phone away by 11. So I put the phone away by 11. Then at about 11:10, I'm like, what's that noise?
No.
It sounds like... And Ren is now, like, in that twilight sleep mode. And also, he's got a big work day the next day. Like, we had friends over the night before, and we had, like, drank wine. And so we, like, you know, we're a little hungover the next day. And we're like, oh, we're going to get some good rest. And we're going to go to bed early. And because he's got a big project the next day. And then drip, drip. And at first, I'm like, oh, it's got to be the bathtub because Ren just took a shower.
Right.
Nope. Not the bathtub. The sound gets quieter. So that's like the last thing I want. And so I go into the kitchen and there is a huge puddle splash all over the floor. Like the entire, I'm like, what the fuck? I look up.
Mm-mm.
There is water coming out of every single opening in the ceiling that we have. Every light fixture. And in my mind, I'm like, we're going to get electrocuted. There's like every light fixture is buckets are coming through and it's splashing off the light. So you can't even put a bucket underneath because the water isn't coming down in like a single drip. We had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 buckets in the kitchen and trash cans and everything.
Come
I was running
on.
Out of buckets. Then we call the emergency number that gets rerouted to some central hub in New York because it's like a bunch of different apartments that they manage. Then they, I guess, call somebody else. We're waiting there for like 15 minutes. The guy from the apartment complex comes there with a laundry basket with like 3 towels in them.
I look at him
and I'm like,
stop it.
We're going to need a little more than just that. And I mean, for real. And so then he's like waiting another guy to come. Everything was a hassle. He didn't have any tools. He was like, oh, I need a screwdriver for the lamp. Sends his other guy to go get a screwdriver after he's gone for like 5 minutes. I'm like, do you
it's
want
still
in his
dripping
mind
that's at this
right
point,
here?
Though.
Still dripping.
Yeah.
Everything is still dripping and a mess. So turns out the apartment right above us had a flood in their garbage disposal or something in their sink line. That stopped up. It started flooding. And then all of the dishwashers and everything from the 4th floor, 3rd and 2nd are all connected. And so the person above on the 4th floor ran the dishwasher and then that backed everything up even more. And so we were getting all of the water from the 4th floor and the 3rd floor all raining down on us. And then the part that I was most annoyed with, I mean, apart from like the dripping and everything, and the big gigantic mess, and the fact that we were up till 3 o'clock in the morning, was because then you like don't want to go to. How can I go to bed? They put a fan in there. They're sucking water out. They're sucking water out of our ceiling lights with a vacuum. I'm like, this is craziness. And
wait, the part so that was, whose fault is this exactly?
This is the part I'm annoyed at.
Okay.
So. As he's like doing the drain and everything, he's like, "Yeah, we're not sure if it's like, you know, this drain that's your drain that's clogged or the what." And I wanted to be like, "Okay, I don't know much about plumbing, but I do know if okay. I'm on the floor below and the water is coming through my ceiling,
I do understand gravity.
I do know about gravity, and that's probably not the drain in my sink." And so you know how good I am at like, yes. you know, making sure no hair gets caught, making sure nothing that's not supposed God. To. You know, I'm very big on like breaking down the Fatbergs. Right. I know about this shit.
Yeah.
We talk about this. This is like episode 162 through 167, I'm sure.
Yes.
Of the podcast. So like, don't try to pull that game on me. And I think also what, so then there was that problem. And at the same time, the temperature is getting colder, so we need to start using our heater. But they still haven't fixed the heater from the last leak that we had when our other room flooded. And they said, "Oh, we're gonna close the line, and then when we get the part, we'll replace it." Well, then we got new management, and nobody ever fixed the part. And so now they, you know, came back, and if they try to tell us like one of those, "Oh, it's they're two separate issues," so.
This is not acceptable.
No, it's unacceptable. And
this is like the millionth thing, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like you should be able to get out of the lease.
I have torn through that lease. If there's anybody who's a legal person who can help me with some kind of claim on this, I have tried to write to them, and they direct me. They're like, "Here are some resources." And it's like the... it'll be like the Jewish Assistance League for like ridiculous resources that I'm not going to use, or like elderly assistance program. I'm like, this is not helpful. This is not what I need.
Because this to me sounds negligent.
It does. And the fact that we can't use any of the stuff that, everything is awful. I mean,
is it
everything
fixed at all, or are you just swimming around your apartment?
Yeah, it's fixed. They fixed it. They came in and they fixed it all. And then I was very happy because I was in sessions and everything, and they had somebody come and they had somebody come clean the place too, like everything that where it dripped everywhere. So I was real happy about that.
I mean, that was disgusting what I saw on Insta story.
Thank you. It was, and I was just like, I did not give myself a sticker that night.
I think you should have.
I do think I should. Even though I did technically, but then I put the phone away, but then I couldn't just go to bed because how can I like go to bed after?
I think that was an emergency. You're so funny how you're strict on yourself.
I'm like, well, you know, got to get the sticker, you know.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah. I'll make up for it in other ways. And I did go to bed last night. I did do it last night. Oh, got to put
when
my
that
sticker
catastrophe on happened, did you cry?
No, I did. You know what's funny is I did like, poor Ren. I come out, he's always like asleep, and I'm always the one that discovers the leak. Which, thank goodness I do. But I tell him that the same enthusiasm I bring when he tells me he gets a promotion or something great happened is the same energy I'm going to bring when I discover water dripping through the ceiling. So I was like, "Oh, Ren, we've got a leak." And, you know, he's like, "It's okay. Like, calm down. Everything's fine." And so I have to work on being a little, being non-reactive. But
really?
I feel like that is, I mean, I didn't go crazy. I'm not like screaming, but it's hard for me to come out to a kitchen flooded and
no,
not be
yeah,
like,
I support,
holy fuck.
Yeah. I
so,
support
and I
the reaction.
I don't think I did that. Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to be, if it happens, you know, after 11 PM, I'll be a little more, okay. Honey, we've got a little bit of an issue.
So does Ren feel like he's unflappable?
Yeah. He's like, he's definitely like Lucas. They're so similar. They're very good at remaining calm under pressure. Or under in an emergency. Like Lucas, he's a firefighter. He's never going to run to any. I mean, I can remember as a kid. Well, I wasn't a kid. I was like, well, I was still a kid. But I was babysitting and like our stove caught on fire. Inside the oven caught on fire.
I love
and
this
like,
story.
My brother was so. I'm like freaking out. It's on fire! It's on fire! And it's open. And my brother's like, hang on a sec. Walks over and just shuts it. And I'm like,
wow.
Oh, okay. And he was like six. And I was like, you know, he's so calm. I mean,
this is
so
why we were on reality TV, frankly.
That's what I say. I'm like, you have to I'm on reality TV and I have a podcast where my job is to like be excited, to react. Could you imagine? I can't turn it off. I'm working on that.
Okay. It's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now that I've vented about my apartment and I feel much better, we can dive into the stuff I really wanted to talk about.
Yeah, let's hear it. Yes. What is on your mind today?
I found some really fun stories over the last week and divided them into two categories. Okay. Kick-ass ladies and dumbass dudes.
Oh, that is so hard to choose, and great that you put them together.
Yeah, right? Okay, so I thought I'd kick things off with some kick-ass ladies. And so big, huge shout-out to a woman named Emily Harrington. Did you hear about this? She is,
I'm so proud of her.
First woman and fourth person ever to free climb El Capitan.
Yes.
I love this story so much. One of my favorite parts, she's my age.
Wow.
Because I think so. I remember when I went back to college, I went to Cal State Long Beach. I really felt like I missed out on like the collegiate sports experience. And, you know, I like really considered myself after doing the challenge and after Susie telling me that I am an athlete and, you know, and so I was like, man, should I try? And what I had in mind, I was like, maybe I'll join the crew and I'll do rowing. And then my friends were like, Sarah, you are too old and everybody's young and blah, 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 blah. For real. I had people who were like, come on, you're not going to
That's harsh.
So I like, I know I don't see those friends anymore. So, so I love a story about somebody who's, you know, not 18 crushing, and this like rock climbing is something that you can really do your whole life, and it's such a cool sport, and I just love that she has like broken barriers. And I thought when I first read it, it says like she free climbed El Capitan. In my mind, I thought it was that was climbing without ropes.
Yeah, but that's me too. I was confused by that.
Free solo climbing. So free solo climbing is the climbing without ropes. And she climbed. The thing that she did that was really spectacular is setting the single day record.
Yes, she did it in one day.
Yeah. And she climbed with the guy who, like Alex Honnold, the guy who, that movie, Free Solo.
No way.
Yeah, so she climbed with him and then this other guy named her boyfriend is Adrian, I think his name's Ballinger, and he's like a Mount Everest climber.
Okay.
So she's got that guy as her boyfriend, and Alex Honnold is like, you know, the guy who's climbing with her.
But Sarah,
and
so I don't understand, like when they called it free whatever it was,
free climbing. Okay, so free climbing is when you're setting the route. So like she's climbing it, there's a rope if she falls, but there's not an assistance of a rope. So, which is basically like any big mountain. Yeah. That's most climbing. Most climbing is, climbing with a rope if you fall. And then there's top roping, which is somebody on the rope is above you. But in order to climb those big faces, you have to free climb it. You have to like climb it with the rope, like with yourself setting the rope. And I don't know if there are bolts or if it's what they call trad climbing, which is where you set these bolts that can be removed. Like, you have to find the cracks in the rock to set them, and it's very difficult because it's just using the natural features. Mm. And then there's bolted climbing, which is when there already are bolts that are in the wall,
and all you're doing
is clipping in with like a carabiner that you already have that's attached to you. And I mean, both of them. So like one person climbs up and sets the route, and then the people below them are now top roping, and they're climbing with the rope assisted ropes. So whoever goes first is the free climber.
Yeah.
And then free soloing is climbing without the ropes. And that is like,
weird
who the fuck does that?
I kind of feel like that should be illegal.
For sure.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
Part of it is, in that movie in Free Solo, they say that I think they say that there are no free solo climbers who have not died climbing like that. They all die like that.
Yeah, it's a death wish.
It's a death wish. Like, eventually no. Remember when we were talking about that moment we regret? I always think of that every time. Look, when
yes.
I almost died but didn't die. So
it's horrifying.
I can't. Oh. But even when Emily was climbing, she took a really bad fall during that climb, and she slammed her head onto the side of the rock, and blood, they said below her, like, blood was spilling all over her helmet and all over, like, you know, the side of the mountain, and she thought she was going to have to stop, but they kept going, and she made it all the way up in 21 hours, 13 minutes, and 51 seconds.
Jesus.
Isn't that badass?
She did it.
Go ahead.
No, I just, like, almost feel sick like I did it.
Right. Right. Don't you? It makes, like, to me, it
visceral.
Makes my toes curl.
Yes.
And it makes my feet get, like, weird and sweaty. Like, why do my toes curl?
Sweaty.
My feet get weird and sweaty. Yes. And she, what is also badass about it is she took a spill again. Like, she had a really bad fall, I think it was last year or so, that landed her in the hospital. And she, I didn't hear the details of it or anything. It didn't say in the article. But, I mean, she said after that fall, I'm determined to, like, beat this. And I'm determined to conquer that.
Wow, that's not what I would feel.
Me either. I'd be like, okay, cool.
I had a good run.
I'm good. It was fun. Glad I didn't die. I'm out. Yeah. Like, I went surfing with my brother a little bit ago. And it's still hard for me to get over a really bad accident I had when I hit I went just, as they call it, over the falls, and the surfboard just went nosedived, and I hit my head, and it just, oh God, it was so, and now I get like flashbacks to that every time. And to overcome that, and I mean, you'd have to, it takes some mental strength. I don't know if I could do that.
Lunacy.
So, like, shout out to Emily.
Yeah, maybe
first
she'll,
person,
like,
fourth,
take a breather
first
now.
First woman, fourth woman ever, or fourth person ever. I don't think
she's.
These
people
think it's the
never
opposite.
Do, yeah.
I think they're like, and she's got a boyfriend who is the climber like that. They're just like,
they're
you
in
know,
it. Yeah.
They're in it. We're going to see, like, if they stay together, we're going to see their kids setting world records.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. That's, aww, like, really cool. When I was reading The Sports Gene by David Epstein, one of the things I loved about that, well, I mean, I love that book for like a million reasons, but it talked about how we have this whole new generation of athletes that are coming up because like celebrity, like sports celebrities are like getting married.
Yes.
And their amazing athletic
right.
genes
they're freaks
are
of nature.
Yes. They're like, yes, it's so awesome. Like, two pro tennis players get married. What do you think? What kind of kid do you think they're
right.
going to have?
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, so there's our first badass
kick-ass,
bitch.
Yes.
Kick-ass lady.
Kick-ass
so
lady.
Now I might as well just give you a little jackass dude, right?
Yes. Those
just
are kind of like
over.
My preference, but yeah.
Okay. So, right, of course. So this one, we're going to say he's a jackass, but he's trying to be better. So this I felt like was so perfect, especially since we talked about a couple episodes ago what the heck a fuckboy is.
Yes.
Okay. So I found on Vice this article where a guy wrote in. It's kind of like one of those advice columns, you know? And
yeah.
So this guy wrote in and said, "Hey, man, I'm dating a few people at the moment. I keep getting with them because I'm afraid of letting them down. I know what I'm doing is bad in the long term, but in the short term, I can't seem to reasonably be able to stop. What's the right way of going about this? Basically, how do I stop being a fuckboy?"
Right.
So this is somebody who wrote in saying, like, look, I'm a fuckboy, clearly. How
yeah.
do I stop doing this?
All right.
And I thought this was really interesting because I, you know, I really look at it from the perspective of, like, the female, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And in reading this article and even in just hearing that, it kind of changed, like, the definition of it. So the main association for, like, fuckboys, according to this article and according to what we talked about before, is ghosting and sleeping with people with who they have no intention of dating. And so they focus on the article of, like, a fuckboy equals a boy who fucks. So let's focus on the latter. Like, a boy who fucks, that's totally fine. Boys fuck, girls fuck, totally fine. The problem isn't about what you do. It's about the clear or really unclear
yeah.
intentions of what you do. And so this guy in the article talked about it being, like, having painful conversations, like wanting to avoid painful conversations, and how we think of, like, you know, part of me when I think about fuckboys is like, or even just that term, it sounds like, oh, this is like, you know, a modern thing. And this must be because of this, like, you know, people are more like, we have Twitter or not Twitter, but Tinder and all this stuff. And
yes.
it's all available. But now it makes me think that it's more about the socialization of men and how we're like the avoiding painful conversations and like, what this guy said was a fear of letting people down.
I relate to this. I feel bad
Tell
for him.
Me.
I know that
yeah.
feeling.
That changes things.
Because, like, his intention is to not hurt someone. And even though intellectually he knows that in so doing, he's actually going to hurt them worse, it's like, it's in the short term, he's sparing their feelings. And I do that all the
yes.
time. And it's such a bad trait.
Right. And it says, like, I mean, even right away, the person responding said, "Hey, man, thanks for writing in and recognizing the need to grow in this area. Most
yes.
men hide away from learning to have the potential or learning to have potentially painful conversations."
Yeah.
And so one of the things that I thought was really interesting to help people, and I think this works for men and women, that, and when I really thought about this, we have all this fear about ending things. And we have all this fear about, like you said, like letting
yes.
the other person down. There's almost this idea that we have to, like, explain to them why we don't want to see them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And in one of the things that really stood out to me in this article is they said sourness is usually over how the breakup happens, not that it happens. So think back to all of your breakups. Are you ever mad? And when I thought about that, I was like, oh my God, that's so true. I can't think of any breakups that I had where I was like, oh my God, I'm so devastated that relationship ended. And, you know, it, like, usually when I think back, when I retell the story, like, I think about, you know, remember Jim, I tell that story. And I'm like, where he, like, I knocked on his door when I was supposed to go hang out, and he was holding my travel Scrabble game and, like, one other thing I left at his house. And he was like, yeah, I think that, and he was really, like, cut and dry about it. And, like, you know,
what did he say?
He was like, yeah, I'm just like, I think I, he was like, just like, I'm not feeling it or whatever, but
okay.
there was, like, no emotion. And I was like, okay. That's
no,
fine. That's, and it was totally fine. And I didn't feel bad. I was like, Yeah, that's okay. He didn't give me any explanation. And I was really fine with that. The part that I thought was just weird was the, you know, opening the door and having my stuff in his hand. That part was like the weird part for me, where I was like, right, wow, like he really knew what, he knew it. You know, and also I was kind of mad because I made a freaking long ass drive. He lived all the way up in LA and I was coming from
Orange County.
Like, I drove all the way and I got to turn my ass back home. Okay, what?
That's a classic LA thing to be mad about.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, the drive. I drove 4 hours round trip to be broken up with. Whatevs. He didn't even pour me a glass of wine. At least do it with a glass of wine.
So wait a minute. He said that, and then you were like, yeah, okay. And then you just turned around and left? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was so fast, and I was like, okay.
No, that's fine. I think you're unusual.
And then I think back, because there's then two other guys I dumped. One other, and then I think back to like the first boyfriend I had, and that is the story that's like my worst dumping story, where he broke up with me. I was so young. I was like 16 and he was 21, which already is a problem. Don't get me started on that. And he broke up with me the day I got my wisdom teeth pulled over AOL Instant Messenger. So I don't care about that. But like, I'm not mad that he dumped me or the relationship ended. I'm more mad at how he did it, which is the sourness over how it happened, not that it happened. I'm not like, oh, I can't believe you broke up with me. I'm just like, what a fucking dick for doing it like that.
Okay.
Huh. But yeah.
Well, so do you think usually when people break up, they both know it's time. And so that's why it's more about how it happens rather than the fact that it did happen.
Yeah.
Because I would imagine if you were blindsided, it would be hurtful no matter what.
Have you ever been blindsided and being broken up with? I mean, I felt like I was kind of blindsided by Jim, but then I was like, okay, if he's not into me, he's not into me. I'm not going to waste my time.
You know to be honest, I've never been dumped, but I feel like that's not because like I'm such a treasure or something. It's just like maybe I beat them to it or something. Where as soon I sniff out any issue, I'm like running for the hills. So I probably
What's your breakup method? What do you do? How have you?
This fuckboy did, where I like
you ghost him.
Well, I don't ghost him, but like I'll lead people on longer than I really should. I'll keep things going, and then once it's like completely over, then I'm like, okay, bye.
Okay, bye. And then you know what explanation? No, like,
yeah. Like,
how do you just like say, "Hey, thanks, but no thanks." Like,
well, then I'm so toxic.
I loved it after like casually dating. I really got like I really was like, oh my god, just let it easily saying, "Hey, thanks, but no thanks" was so easy once you start doing it. Became like,
yeah, I want to start. I like that idea, not just with breakups or whatever, but just you know in life.
Yeah,
being okay with it all.
Yeah, just be okay. That's fine. No big deal. It's easier when you're casually dating or when it's like...
You're breezy again.
Yeah. So the article also gave some tips on how to end things, which I thought was helpful, again, whether you're a guy or a girl, because sometimes it goes the other way. We can totally be like that. So this one, most important. You don't need to tell them what it is about them you don't like.
Oh, okay.
Because what you dislike about them... is your problem, not theirs.
True. But don't you feel like they often want to know? They want to pressure you into saying all this stuff that's like mean almost.
There was a time for a while where I wanted to know what it was. I was like, what is it? And I like racked my brain what it could be with Jim. Because I was like, that was so, it was just out of the blue. And I mean, I didn't get any signals that it wasn't
good. So I just figured it was something with him. Remember that guy that would just be like, he's just not that into you.
Yeah.
And it's sort of what you just said. It's not your problem. He's just not into you.
Or I figured it was something going on with him. Like if there's somebody else he's interested, whatevs. If I'm not number one, then go ahead. Whatevs. So what you dislike is your problem, not theirs. Mm-hmm. And there are simple kind of statements that you can make or things that you can say that can kind of summarize that. One of the easiest ones that's a different way of saying, like, it's not you, it's me. Our lifestyles don't align.
Okay. That's a good line.
That one. I think I could have used that, and I probably did use that in my divorce.
Yeah, and that's actually true.
It is true.
Right. That's a good line. Right?
Good line. And then the other one is focusing on other things or other people. Yeah, you know, I'm there's other things I'm focusing on right now, or, you know, there's another person I'm focusing on. I said that as soon as Ren and I started dating. We became like exclusive pretty quick. And that, I mean, our second date, I told him that I sent these messages to the person that I was, you know, other, well,
yeah,
here and there going on dates with. And it was very empowering, and it felt very good to be able to, like, just, it felt like I was making a decision, and I was like,
don't you think that,
you know,
that, like, sometimes the thing that isn't aligning, so to speak, maybe they should know about those so that they can, like, not do shitty things to the next girl?
I mean, if it's shitty things, I think, but,
yeah,
but so I think a lot of times with, you know, like, quote unquote, fuckboys or stuff,
right,
like that.
Right, it's like chemistry, it's just like, or whatever.
Yeah, okay. Drifting away or not being able, because, like, you know, pretty quick. Like, I knew when, like, I was casually dating, I was like, yeah, I'm not going to be with this guy.
That's what I feel,
I'm here,
yes,
for a good time, not a long time. And I would be open about that.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
So yeah, breakups, just do it. Just tell
just
them.
Just do it.
And then also, which I totally agree with this, I think a lot of people feel like they have to do it in person.
Yeah, you why?
You don't have to do it in person.
No.
The article, and Sarah, says text or phone call is just fine, especially if you haven't even had a phone call with the person.
Absolutely.
Just text them. Who cares? You know?
Why did the in-person thing get even started?
I think it's one of those, like, barriers that we give ourselves. Like, we put a, oh, it's kind of like when we say, oh, I need to get X, Y, and, or I need to get X done, but I have to do, I need to get Y done, but I have to do X before. And whatever we do, like, the thing that we're putting in our way is like a roadblock to prevent us from, because of our anxiety about finishing Y. You
don't
know?
You think, though, mostly that's an old people thing? Like, I don't know a lot of, you know, 20-year-olds who want to break up in person.
Well, I also don't know a lot of 20-year-olds, so.
Well, like, they text everything, even work stuff. They think text
is fine. Well, we're going to need this. This is a poll.
Yeah.
This is, here, I'm writing it down. Is it okay to break up over text or phone?
It is.
Yeah. Okay.
I think this question will be laughable to young people because it's antiquated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we're going to have to do two polls on there. I'm going to have one that's like between the ages of this and this, and then this and this, and then answer for your age. I think I can do that, make that work. We'll see. I still am learning how to work Twitter. That is fun. So.
Oh, Twitter. Really?
Well, yes. I'm like, I realized that on trending words, you don't have to do the @, or you don't have to do the hashtag.
Why? Oh, right. Yeah.
You can just write the word.
It just picks them
there.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah. I learned that when I saw the video. I mean, I was like, oh my God, rarely do I tweet out anything, let alone at 2 o'clock in the morning. But when I saw the people at the Trump rally dancing to Killing in the Name of by Rage Against the Machine, I was like, oh my God, this is so seeped in irony, I can't not say anything. It's just the most insane. And if you want to see something that's the exact opposite of that, look on YouTube. This is so enjoyable. I went down this hole one night. Watch people's first time reaction videos to hearing that song. So like people who have never heard that song before and they listen to it and like learn the lyrics. It's so good. They seem to get it in about 10 seconds and figure out what they're talking about.
Right.
Meanwhile, these Republicans swinging these, Trump supporters swinging these flags around, seem to know all the words, but have no idea how the context or what they actually mean. So hilarious.
That is great.
Yes. Okay, so that was about me not knowing how to work Twitter. But I'm learning. I'm learning. Okay, so do I want to go back to...
I feel like you're going to go... Like, you're going to get on Twitter, like, right as I'm sort of abandoning it.
Right? There'll be, like, a new thing, and, yeah.
Because I hardly ever go on there anymore because it's just all too much with the...
It is a lot.
...politics and stuff, but I think you should. I love that you're going on there, but it just got a bit much for me.
It is. It's... Things... I have to... You know, go. Now with my good 11 o'clock phone bedtime, it's been a little easier this week. My phone bedtime. Yes. So, okay. My next one. Do I want to tell you about some other kick-ass ladies? Or there is this one that I felt like could have gone in either category. Because in this story is what I think, and you guys will definitely agree with me, a kick-ass lady. But also a fucking dumbass dude. And, right? So this was one that oh no, my tweets aren't loading. Oh, wait, hang on a second.
My tweets aren't loading, she said.
My tweets aren't loading. I got to figure out how to work the internet. So you had introduced me to this, Am I the Asshole?
Yeah.
Okay.
Reddit.
On Reddit, yes. So this was like, you know, a thread that I found on Twitter. But it was, Am I the Asshole? And I posted it and was like, oh my God, we have to talk about this on the podcast. So I'm just going to read it to you because it's so good.
Okay.
So Am I the Asshole for not liking how my girlfriend dresses? And I think somebody tagged me in this and sent this.
Okay.
Yeah, get ready. Am I the Asshole for not liking how my girlfriend dresses for work? So... I, 43-year-old male, don't think I'm in the wrong here, but my mother is very angry at me, and my best friend said I was a horrible person for saying what I did, and I'd be lucky if my girlfriend didn't put me out with the garbage since I decided I wanted to act like trash. That's what they said.
Wow.
My girlfriend, 34, is a preschool teacher, and for some reason I can't explain, she dresses like Miss Frizzle. Like a dress with the pattern of whatever they're studying. She makes
That's
a lot
adorable.
Of them herself. I know. She makes a lot of them herself, now including matching masks. The kids love it, and the parents seem to think it's great. I don't like the amount of tension she gets, and honestly, I prefer if she came home and changed before running errands. On Friday, she helped my mom with something after work, and she was still in her weird dress. I told her before, I don't like when she dresses that way, but she tells me I don't have to like it, but I have no right to tell her how to dress. I was upset she went out like that with my mother and told her that my mom said she was an embarrassment and asked that she please not dress like that again if they're going out. I was not expecting her to call my mom and apologize. When my mom asked what she meant, she told her what I said. My mom was furious, explained she doesn't have a problem with how my girlfriend dresses and thinks it's great she spends extra time doing things to engage her students.
Yes.
My mom then yelled at me for lying to my girlfriend and trying to throw her under the bus because I was being an insecure jerk. My girlfriend and I got in a huge fight and she said she should be embarrassed. And wow. I said she should be embarrassed to be seen in public like that. Mm. She said the only thing she was embarrassed by was me.
Yes.
She hadn't spoken to me or done anything for me since. My friend said I was... This is crazy. She hasn't spoken to me or done anything for me since. I hate him even more.
Right.
My friend said I was horrible and called me trash. I shouldn't have lied, but I think my girlfriend should take what I think about her clothes into consideration. I'm not sorry for expecting her to dress more appropriately in public. Am I really such an asshole here?
Wow.
Yes. Yes, yes. Yes, you are.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. I have an update that I hadn't heard yet. This because I found this probably about 4 or 5 days ago, maybe. A couple days ago. And the update as of this morning, I'm sure you will all be pleased to know we broke up tonight. She said I'm controlling and narrow-minded.
Correct.
So she broke up with me.
Good for her.
Because he put this on every single person that I saw in here was like, your mom and friend are totally right. And the comments were even worse because he said things like, yeah, she usually takes out the trash and makes me dinner and she hasn't. Oh, I never said she was my property, but she usually cooks dinner and does the laundry for both of us and hasn't
been. I
never
said she was my property, he said.
Oh.
Wow. He didn't have to say it.
She's adorable.
She's adorable. Wouldn't you love your kid to be in her class?
I want my, yeah. And I was like, I wish I could dress like Miss Frizzle every day. And she's living the dream. She is living the dream. And she makes them all, and now she has matching masks.
I think that he revealed his, he like showed his hand when he said he doesn't like that she gets so much attention.
Yes, that is what everybody said. And then there was another woman who posted a picture of her. She's like, I dress like Miss Frizzle every day, and my fiance loves it. And I've definitely dated those guys who didn't like me to get any attention and like wanted me to hide away. And yeah,
I think you've been with somebody who didn't like how much attention you got.
Yep.
And this rings a bell.
Why do you think I brought it up? Yeah. I was like, I had to ask Susie, have you ever had somebody who tried to control what you wear?
No. Can you imagine? Well, maybe. Yes.
Right. Well, this individual told me that he didn't like when my hair was curly.
I remember that.
That was one of my least favorite things ever, because then I was like, ain't never straighten it again.
But don't you think it's also because you get attention from your
hair? Yes, it is. And every single time I wear my hair, especially when I lived in Orange County, where like nobody has curly hair like me, every single time we went out, people would say something. And something like that. Wow, that's insecurity in the other person.
It's weird because assume that if you're posting in that Reddit thread of Am I the Asshole, you kind of know that you are.
Yeah, you do.
So, like, why doesn't he stop doing that?
I think he just wanted, like, you know, maybe he wanted attention. Oh, he wants attention. He's just, he's dying for it. I'm so glad they broke up.
Yeah, she's going to find some awesome dude who loves her Miss Frizzle outfits.
Look at how she didn't even ghost him, and she just said it directly, just like she should.
Right.
Yeah, she's going to love somebody in those Miss Frizzle outfits.
She's probably a brainiac.
Can we get her? Can we? I'm finding this woman. New note, find her.
I mean, she's probably
anonymous.
That's
literally what I wrote in my notes.
You're going to have a tough
somehow
time.
We have to find this.
If you are her, please
Internet, do
reach
your job.
Out. Yeah.
If you know Miss Frizzle, please reach out. It's so great.
I can't believe
she makes
her own dresses and then made matching masks.
Right. And how about this dick who lied and said, oh, my mom said, I love it. His mom's on her side too.
It's weird though, because she raised him. Like, how did he get like
this? Yeah, but who knows? We don't know what dad's like.
Well, that's so true, because as looking at my son, please don't judge me based upon him.
What are you talking
about?
Your son's an amazing human and a gem and so smart and so wise.
There's such a limited amount that you can do to sort of mold them. And there's so many things that can go wrong. So I take it back. I shouldn't have judged his mother.
She's a lovely woman.
Yeah, she probably did her damn best.
Right. Yeah. So there's another. We're going to file that again under Jackass Dudes because, you know, I feel like she is also a badass lady. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Good for
her. And another story about, the badass ladies, but not human ladies.
Nice.
This one just tickles me so much. So, female mongooses, which again, question mark.
Yeah.
Mongoose? And then I was telling Ren, I was like telling him what I'm going to talk about today. And he was like, no, sir, it's mongai.
I would believe it.
Which just cracked me up. We were having a giggle over that. So, mongooses are very territorial, and they stay in their own little like group. And so they rarely leave the group that they're born into. And for this reason, they're awfully like, you know, the group can be closely genetically related. But don't worry, because female mongooses have figured this shit out. And so what happens is all these female mongooses, which sounds so weird when I say mongooses.
A mongoose?
Oh, they are.
Do they look like regular geese?
They're a small, like, do they look like regular goose? Stop being hilarious. I almost slept on that joke right there. They look like, they're kind of cat-like, and they're kind of like a cat and a ferret, sort of. And they're found in parts of Africa.
Adam just showed me a picture. Those things are real cute.
Oh, you think they're cute? I feel like they look kind of sneaky.
Well, they are. They do look sneaky, but they're like cuddly kind of.
Yeah. Well, sneaky and cuddly is exactly their these gals' MO.
Oh.
So you nailed it. You hit it on the head. Hit the nail on the head. So they all like menstruate within 7 to 10, or not menstruate, but they go through this fertile mating period for 7 to 10 days of each other. And while this happens, all the males like stand guard and they're like trying to fend off the rival mates. But the female mongooses are like, oh, we can't just be like breeding with these same guys all the time. So what they do is they sneak out while the men are watching guard and they deliberately start fights with rival groups. And then they use the unfolding chaos to sneak off and mate with the enemy.
No way. That's like in a challenge house.
Exactly.
That's hilarious.
British universities, like two different studies were done, and they analyzed the data from these wild mongooses in Uganda, and they found out that this is what they do. They like sneak off and the females start fights to gain genetic benefits, and while the males in the group as a whole pay for the costs.
How does it get them genetic benefits?
Because they get to then procreate or breed with another genetic group. They wouldn't be able to really leave, like, you know, they can't exactly like sneak off on their own. It's like they're very controlled, these mongooses. They're like, nope, this is our territory. You can't leave. They don't interact with other, during times of, you know, if it weren't chaos, they would go and sneak off and try to, you know, breed with another mongoose, and they would be attacked for like coming into, you know, enemy territory. But it's like while the fight's happening over here, it's exactly like the challenge house. Anytime tribe people, oh my God, I didn't even think about that really until I just like put
mapped
that
it
is
out.
What would
yeah.
happen. People would fight almost deliberately, and then the people who didn't want to get caught hooking up would go sneak off and bang. And like producers have to pick, what do we want to do? Watch the fight? Or do we want, and they always choose the fight because, you know, you at least, everybody's out in public.
Yeah, you don't have to blur it. Yeah.
You don't have to blur. Oh my God. Yeah, mongoose are totally like.
Wow. Reality TV stars.
Reality TV stars.
Who knew?
They do have that like Meerkat Manor, which is kind of like reality TV for meerkats.
That is enjoyable.
And mongoose should get, they can get their own show.
Yeah, they really should.
I feel like mongoose are like more sneaky meerkats.
Mm-hmm.
Like more violent meerkats. And
Damn.
Don't like mongoose like fight with snakes?
They do.
Right. I remember.
How
like,
do you know all this?
Because that was from Rudyard Kipling's Ricky Tikki Tavi.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Wasn't that a book? I think that's who
it
wrote
is.
It too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whew.
Yeah.
Wow.
So those are my mongoose facts. And yeah.
Well, let's.
We got some badass chicks.
Let's
some
wind
jackass
it.
Guys, and let's wind it down.
Well, it started with some intense roof leakage in Sarah's apartment.
Yes. Glad we were able to come down a little bit from that. We talked about some climbers, some chicks. Oh, a chick who's setting records.
Who's
good old Emily Harrington.
Bloody head, but keeps on going.
Despite being 34 years young.
34 years young. Yep. And then we learned about the fuckboy who wants to do better.
Yeah, we learned about how to break up, that you don't have to do it via...
You gave some
that
very
you can do it.
Yeah, and like helpful breakup tips. That was good, Sarah.
Yeah, I thought, you know, especially because like dating right now is kind of weird, you know, and even seeing people in person is weird. So if you have to like, we don't want to be like forcing ourselves to be in face-to-face situations when we could just handle a breakup over the phone or text. Come on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, work smarter, not harder, people.
And then we learned that guy was the asshole.
Definitely the asshole. Miss Frizzle is amazing, and
she
anybody who dresses like her is a treasure.
Mm-hmm.
And she totally dodged a bullet. And, you know, female mongoose like to get it on. They're
like to get it on.
Yeah, they're. We don't want to slut shame them. But
no, we're sex positive with mongoose.
We're definitely
and
sex
humans.
Positive. You know, and get it how you live it, mongoose.
Get it how you live it. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star review and subscribe.
Yes. And if you have any hilarious stories that you see, whether it's an Am I the Asshole or
send them.
Awesome Badass Chicks or, you know,
They fuck send boys, the best whatevs. Stuff.
You really, keep really it coming. Do. So keep it coming, and we love you all.
One more thing.
Oh, yeah. What?
Well, this is going to come out on the Monday before Thanksgiving, and then there's no episode on Thanksgiving. So I just wanted to wish everybody happy Thanksgiving and tell them that we are thankful for them for listening to the show.
Gobble, gobble.
And don't forget to watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles because it's a great Thanksgiving movie.
Oh, that's a good call. I will.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Bye.
Did you know that everyone has an aura? Do you know what color your aura is? Maybe you have a fiery red personality or a quiet and calm blue or green. You could be an organized and methodical yellow or an explosive purple. Come join me, Mystic Michaela, on my podcast, Know Your Aura, to find out all about how your personality can be explained in colors.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.